I'm speaking with Ben Greenberg, the executive director of the Ithaca Festival that is taking place starting this Friday, June 2nd. Ben, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So this is the 40th anniversary of the Ithaca Festival, and this year's theme is celebrating like it's our first Ithaca Festival.
Yes.
So even though you've been the director for only 2 years, what is your perspective on this special anniversary?
Well, what we did when we realized it was the 40th anniversary, we went into our storage unit and started unpacking boxes and looking for the early programs and news clippings from the 70s. And so it was a very humbling experience to go back and look and just to see. 40 years is a really long time. And to go back and see, read about what the festival was like in the early years. And we were able to connect with Loretta Louvier, who's one of the, she's known as the godmother of the Ithaca Festival. She was one of the founders. And so we just learned as much as we could about what the first year was like. And it's just a humbling experience to realize we're just a very small part of this celebration. And it just, I think it makes us, it tilted our perspective, and just we feel like we're serving the community with it, as opposed to it's just only a current thing. You know, we feel like this is something that's going to be around a lot longer than us. So that was exciting for us.
And so when you talk to the first director, what kind of, what does she have to say about it?
It was interesting to read about what they did in the first year in the news clippings, and we were kind of interpreting what some of these things meant. They did a lot of really cool installations downtown. They did, like, they gift wrapped a building, they had people scaling down the walls, they did a giant jack-in-the-box, and they had something that in the news clipping was called a balloon. It was a waterfall balloon sculpture, like a 40-foot balloon waterfall sculpture. And so we thought about what that might be. We were trying to imagine what that might be, and we pictured this giant waterfall made out of balloons. And so, and there is a local balloon artist who does amazing work. And so we contacted him. We were talking to him about doing a balloon waterfall. And then when we spoke with Loretta, she was like, oh no, that was a sculpture. It was just a, not a normal sculpture, but it wasn't made out of balloons. They just attached the sculpture to helium balloons. And it was kind of floating around the streets downtown, you know? So it was good. She was able to shine a light on some of these things that were kind of question marks and really give us details about what it was like. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was fascinating. It was really just kind of inspiring for us to hear all about that.
So it sounds like it was really art focused at that time. And did you and the assistant director, Mackenzie Rounds-Jones, did you decide to incorporate more art this year or art installations?
Yeah, we are trying to reinterpret some of that stuff. The way the first one came about, there was they had an artist who was doing these celebrations downtown all over the world, and she just thought Ithaca would be the perfect place for that. Uh-huh. And so he was, you know, that was, they had music and other types of events happening, but it was, you know, it had a world-class artist who was really kind of making these installations happen. But yeah, that stuff to me is really fun.
So let's talk about the festival artist. Every year there's a festival artist. This year it's, is it Trayvon McKean?
Yeah, Trayvon McKean.
I read that he's 21, and choosing the festival artist is one of the earliest tasks for the festival staff. How did you choose the theme and the artist this year?
Choosing artwork is, like selecting the bands, it's one of the more challenging things because there's so much talent around here, and people, they submit such awesome work. And just choosing one with the artwork, it's always a challenge because there's always multiple that could work great for it. Trayvon, he's a young artist. He's getting ready to release a book of his work, and we thought his artwork was very celebratory. You know, people, when we showed it, people were like, "Yeah, this looks like Ithaca Festival. This looks like what it is like." And with the theme, after we started researching the first festival, we wanted to incorporate that, and we also felt like, you know, 40 years, part of being around for 40 years, if people just feel like, Ithaca Festival. Or anything, not just Ithaca Festival, but it makes people feel like we've done it. You know, we've done it so many times. How do you keep it new or like have a new experience? But, you know, celebrating like it's our first, we felt tied into that. It's like the reality is there are new artists, new bands, new craft vendors, new food. There's new people coming through Ithaca all the time. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a new experience, and it should become a new experience. And certainly that's what we try to do. You know, mm-hmm. we tried that last year, and we're trying to keep it fresh this year again.
And another task of the festival director is to keep the festival in the black and make sure that the community supports it. Mm-hmm. In recent years, the various directors have made choices that allowed the festival to recover from some fiscal difficulties. Mm-hmm. What steps have you taken since you became director to make sure that the festival budget is balanced and stays healthy?
That was actually one of the primary reasons for me taking the position, because I knew that over the years there were financial difficulties, and I wanted to embed myself in this community more, and I also felt like I could bring my skill set to just really dig in and see how I could help make these finances more sustainable. Mm-hmm. Over the years. And so to me, that's just about it's about optimizing all the different revenue streams. And you know, we're very fortunate to have a lot of sponsors, local businesses that are very supportive. And it's just keeping up good communication with them, keeping them excited about the festival, and just optimizing all the different little pieces. One of the former directors said, I think the festival is like a bake sale. You know, it's just like all these little revenue streams that add up to, you know, where you need it to be. And now that's a pretty good way of looking at it. So I've just kind of looked at each little revenue stream to see if it was optimized, to see how we can optimize it. And then also the flip side of that is just, you know, keeping our expenses as tight as possible while creating an exciting event.
Last year, the festival added a new venue to the various locations of events.
Yeah.
And it was the ball field at the corner of Estee and Plain. Yeah. And why did you decide to choose that location? And are there going to be events happening there this year? And where are the events taking place?
I selected that location. I was playing in the basketball summer league down in that park, and I just thought GIAC did a wonderful job. I thought that the summer league down there was just a wonderful event, a wonderful community event where people really enjoyed coming out, and I thought the location was a great spot, and just a couple blocks from DeWitt Park. And so kind of to get to know the community at GIAC, and when I realized that they had a festival right around that time anyway, it just seemed like a very natural partner. And it seemed like a location that there wasn't much happening at the park itself. It felt like, well, this is a good spot, you know, good opportunity. And so we are doing it again. We have a basketball game down there at 4:00 on Saturday. There are bands, music, some of the kids from GIAC are performing, Empire Kings. On Saturday, we're gonna have a horse and carriage taking people from DeWitt over to GIAC to connect the footprint this year, which will be fun. So it'll be one day of events at GIAC on Saturday. Mm-hmm. The other locations we have, the Ithaca Underground are doing 2 days this year in the Press Bay lot, Saturday, Sunday, and they've just done an awesome job providing a community for the young people here, just to be excited and mentor them in music, and you know, we're thrilled to add an extra day for them. And then we're going to have the Bernie Milton Pavilion, of course, on the Commons Friday to Sunday, and then a stage in DeWitt on Saturday and Sunday. And then we have two busking locations, people just performing on the street in front of Simeon's and Pack and Chip on the Commons. Mm-hmm. As well.
Let's talk about one of the highest profile events of the festival, the parade.
Yeah.
You decided to move the parade from Thursday night to Friday night.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to do that, and do you think it was a good decision?
I decided to do that mainly, it felt to me like with the parade being on Thursday, it had all this amazing energy, and it just felt like it should just flow right into the festival. You know, it felt like if we did it on Friday, we could have the Commons open later with a big band playing. It just felt like a natural way to kick everything off and have it flow right in to the weekend. And that was, I felt like it worked really well last year. We had the horse flies, and it was, you know, to me, that whole evening was really amazing. And I think it allows kids to be out later. Parents don't have to worry, you know, just so much about the next day. Just kind of, that was why we made the shift. And we are doing it again this year. It did get a little congested down towards like the DeWitt Park side of Cayuga. And there is a lot of room as you move towards Lincoln down Cayuga towards the high school. So just to note, it's okay to maybe enter from the other side and look for a place to sit heading down that way. It might make things a little less congested for those of you who were closer to DeWitt Park last year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was really happy with that. And this year we have the Sim Remnant Band, one of my favorite bands, playing immediately after on the Commons on mm-hmm. Friday night.
What are some of your favorite features of the festival this year?
I'm really excited to see how the balloon sculpture it turns out. I'm really excited just to see what that looks like. Ever since the first moment that I read about it and thought that that could even exist, I was kind of curious. So I'm curious about that. I'm excited. Big Mean Sound Machine is playing Saturday night. Their iTown Review, which has been a big show over the last couple of years, where they have all special guests from, you know, all your favorite bands around the region who sit in. So I think that's going to be a really fun way to end Saturday night.
Where is that happening?
Oh, that's happening on the Commons. Yeah, it's 8 to 10 o'clock Saturday night. Mark Rust is back playing in DeWitt Park. The Community Circus is performing again. They did some amazing stuff in the park last year. There's a lot. There's really a lot of stuff to look forward to.
Are there any new after-hour events happening this year?
No, we don't have any. We're not doing any after-hours events. There are some events happening at Cinemopolis with some comedy and some theater from the Cherry.
What else would you like our listeners to know about this year's special 40th anniversary festival?
A fun way to actually participate is to volunteer. We could always use more volunteers, and you could sign up right up, you know, until the festival on our website. You know, you could sell buttons, sell t-shirts, help out with recycling. And it actually is a fun way just to kind of interact with everybody at the festival. You know, if you're selling buttons, you could still walk around and enjoy the music. Mm-hmm. Just kind of gives you reason to interact. So, you know, go to our website if that's something that interests you.
Okay, and what is your website?
Our website is www.ithacafestival.org.
So, Ben Greenberg, Executive Director of the Ithaca Festival, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.